last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, supporting Irish businesses with audit, tax, outsourcing and advisory expertise. Visit ForvisMazars.ie.
Ian Guider from the Business Post. Carl Thomas just saying to me their American markets are up on the latest tariff news. That this is great moves by Donald Trump. What do you reckon of what's going on with market reaction to all of these tariffs that he's threatening and sometimes imposing, sometimes not imposing?
Well, Cal is right. US stock markets and stock markets in Europe are up today, and it's got a little bit of response to the news that the tariffs being threatened on Mexico and Canada, that is receding, but you still have the threats of them coming to Europe at some point, and that means that European markets are a little bit weak still. They fell off heavily yesterday. Asian markets were down heavily yesterday. Not as bad today. The reason the US stock market is up today is not just solely due to the fact that those tariffs aren't coming into effect on Canada and Mexico. It's because lots of big American companies have come out with profits that are much higher than expected. But if you look at some of the underlying trends in financial markets, they are really worried about the impact of trade tariffs around the world. If you look at the threat for China, you still have today the Chinese government announcing that it will impose tariffs on some big American companies, the likes of companies that make cars in the United States and export them to China, the big companies that make big equipment manufacturers. Think of all construction materials that are coming from the US into China. So those companies could face tariffs. They're also threatening in China as well to hold investigations into the likes of Intel, Google and Nvidia, which have big operations in China in the likes of Nvidia as well. So all of these companies could face dangers in the coming months, not just...
And what about us here in Ireland? What about this KPMG report, which is, in the circumstances, I think, reasonably positive?
It is. They say that around one third of all Irish good exports go to the United States and could be under threat of tariffs if Donald Trump goes ahead and puts them on European Union countries. But they do say, if you look at it, we are still a big base for American companies that export not back to the United States, but into Europe and to the rest of the world. And that trade will still have to happen no matter what, because we export goods like pharmaceuticals, like chemicals, and there still will be a need for them. They also point out that, look, let's be realistic here. By the time it would take the Donald Trump administration to get through a big tax change in the United States, he could be out of power. So KPMG economists are saying, look, big American companies aren't going to change all their economic transactions just because Trump is here for 4 years. They may take a longer term view. They may say, well, it could take years for any changes to taxation to take place. So why would we bother repatriating profits or jobs or all of these other things that they have here?
Diageo today brought out half-year results. Did it say anything more about the situation in relation to Guinness?
No, and the analysts that were talking to Diageo's chief executive and its chief financial officer didn't even bother asking the question, what happened to this report that you're possibly selling off your crown jewel of Guinness? Because they do need something to turn around Diageo's fortunes. Its share price hit a seven-year low today. That's on the back of those results, which show that sales were down by around 1%. The company's profit were down by around 12%, but also the outlook isn't particularly great. And Diageo's bosses are warning, well, if these tariffs that were going to hit China, hit Canada and Mexico came into effect, they would lose quite a lot of money, because what is Diageo's business in the United States? They import lots of tequila from Mexico and whiskey from Canada, so they say they could take a hit in the United States. And the only real bright spot for Diageo, which also owns lots of big vodka brands, it owns big spirits brands, is Guinness. Sales of Guinness in America are up by double-digit figures. In Ireland, they're still up by double-digit figures. In the UK, they're up by double-digit figures, and it is the bright spot for them. So maybe they do want to keep it. Maybe they're looking at it and saying it is a profit centre, but it is a brand they could raise a lot of money from.
Now, in the 5 for 5, Ben told us about how car sales were up in the month of January. As it turns out, electric vehicle sales had their highest ever month, 4,925 registrations in January, 20% higher than the previous year. But interestingly, within that, sales of Tesla are down. I wonder, are the Irish people saying, well, whatever about electric cars, we're not going to buy one that Elon Musk has produced?
Or maybe they're looking at the price of a Tesla compared with the prices of some of the other electric car makers out there, because one of the brands that has shot into the top 10 of electric vehicle sales is the Chinese company BYD. They have gone from nowhere in the space of 18 months to now being one of the top 10 car sales by brands. And they are so much cheaper than so many of the other traditional car makers out there. They put a big push into Europe. And if we want to hit that goal of getting electric vehicles onto the market, we are going to need cheaper cars, which calls into question the validity or the reasonableness of the European Union then deciding that we're going to slap massive great tariffs on cars coming in from China because they believe that the Chinese government are unfairly subsidizing their cars. The trade-off here is, do you want gas-guzzling cars off the roads in Europe, and do you want it done quickly and cheaply? Well, if you do, why are you slapping on tariffs on Chinese car makers? Because the European and American car companies, they just cannot compete. The factories are not set up to make these cars much cheaper. They're not even set up to make them at volume right now.
Ian Guider from the Business Post, thank you.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.